Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I'll get into these stories in a second here. First top three stories. So 2.5 million are being forced to evacuate from Florida right now between Tampa and Fort Myers. I'm pulling up the map again right here just to see if we have a new updated storm path. And no. So it looks like the last update still was just at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock our time. And it still shows a storm path going right between Tampa and Fort Myers, just north of Fort Myers area. And so that whole area is being evacuated. Now, the storm path now at this point, well, two things. One is now it's going to make landfall at more of a Category 3 to Category 4 hurricane. Before, it was going to strengthen to a Category 3 or 4, but then it was going to make landfall as a Category 2 because it was going to weaken as it went through the Gulf. Well, now since it's headed more eastward, it's going to make landfall quicker and therefore still be at a 3 and possibly even a Category 4 strength hurricane. So that's going to be... yeah, that's going to be powerful. The other thing is now, because of its path, shifting considerably east, it's going to cross the state at a northeastern angle. So basically, it's going to be crossing like south of Orlando and then heading all the way over to the Space Coast and then going up the coast. The eye of the storm is kind of going to hug the coastline all the way up to Georgia, South Carolina area. So that's going to leave you and me with very little, like, maybe some scattered rain, we won't even be getting bands. We won't even be getting weather bands from this thing. So we'll be in the clear overall with this whole thing. Now, and when it comes to the Gulf, to the Atlantic and to other storms going on out there, there's nothing else really going on out there. We're pretty much in the clear overall with all that. So that's all pretty good, at least for us. The rest of the main part of Florida, not so good. I mean, like, because the eastern side of the storm that you're talking about, the Keys are going to get just beat right now. Then all that Fort Myers area, even Miami, Fort Lauderdale, North Hollywood, Hollywood, Florida, all that is going to get hit by the eastern side of the storm. So it's going to be the more populated part of Florida, let's put it that way, is going to be getting hammered quite a bit. From now, well, basically they're already starting to get rain and everything now, but then tomorrow is when it'll make landfall. They're expecting around 2 o'clock tomorrow. And then it's going to be in the state still through Friday. Like, it's not a fast moving storm. So it'll be at the Space Coast Friday afternoon. So that's 48 hours of just weather bands, wind, rain, little tornadoes that pop up in a hurricane and things like that. It's going to be going on for 48 hours. That's a long time. So we'll see. We'll assess things, how they come out after that on Monday. So, and how things will be. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Okay, other top three stories here for you. The House January 6th panel has postponed a hearing that it had set for tomorrow due to Hurricane Ian, and the S&P 500 and the Dow both dropping just a little bit further today after they entered into the bear market yesterday. Now, speaking of Hurricane Ian, Charlie Crist was interviewed and questioned about Hurricane Ian and did not. He's done three things here. Charlie Crist, who's running for governor against Governor DeSantis on the Democrat ticket. One, he pulled all of his ads. He has pulled all of his ads from counties that are going to be affected by the storm. I thought that was kind of interesting. One is, like, is he doing it just because people are evacuating and they're not going to be watching TV anyway and not going to be listening? Like, or was he doing it out of respect? Like, the governor is trying to handle an emergency crisis right here. Let's not be having our ads bashing him right now while he's trying to handle an emergency situation. So one is he pulled his ads from those areas. Two, he's actually refused to criticize the governor for his emergency response. But three, he is criticizing the governor for insurance spikes that have happened with property insurance since he's been governor. And we've had six companies now that have basically gone under, that have left Florida, insurance companies that have left Florida. And he's criticizing him, saying he's done the worst job of any governor when it comes to property insurance. Now, if you remember, the governor almost called a special session this last legislative session just to deal with property insurance. He decided not to deal with it at that time, but it's still, you know, in other words, the legislature and the governor both know that property insurance is a problem in the state. And so basically, he says DeSantis has taken millions from insurance companies, and in return, he does whatever they tell him to do, meaning that he's saying that they are donors to his campaign. Pressed on issues with insolvency amongst insurers, he said the solution was to do what's right. He went and explained, allow insurance companies to have a profit. Insurance needs to make a profit. I get that. But we can't let them gouge our fellow citizens in the process and double the rates in a four-year period. Insurance companies should pay what they owe to their customers as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in court in the first place. If they would just do the right thing, they wouldn't have that problem. So the problem that's coming about is, yes, you're getting the huge rate hikes from a lot of these insurers. A lot of the insurers will not now insure certain property owners. And then on top of that, when they do file claims, they're avoiding paying the claims. That's been one of the biggest problems we've had in Florida, is insurance companies doing whatever they can to not pay the claims. And so there definitely needs to be some sort of overhaul with insurance. And the legislature knows it. They just have not been able to come to terms with it. And part of the reason is because Democrats disagree with Republicans on what needs to be done. All right, we're way past traffic update. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel in Gulf Beach. Also checking in clear on Davis Highway. North and southbound lanes are not showing any major slowdowns, as well as East Olive Road, University Parkway, East Johnson Road, Creighton, and Langley. See something else, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a question here for you. The Scambia County commissioners were going to vote a couple weeks ago, last week, about whether they should cut Tim Smith's salary. Just go ahead and cut him. Just cut his contract out early. They took it off the agenda last minute. But there's talk about should they put it back on. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, the mayor of Tampa says it's the water and not the wind that should give people reason for concern, as Hurricane Ian approaches.
The issue with this particular hurricane isn't necessarily the wind velocity and the damage that the wind's going to do. It's the water.
That's Jane Castor there from Tampa, warning her residents about staying away from the water. They're predicting huge tidal surges north of 15 feet. The Senate today working on averting a government shutdown. Bobby, the government runs out of money late on Friday night. Senators working to take a procedural vote on a short-term funding measure. However, Democrats have now attached a climate change measure aimed at speeding up permitting for renewable and fossil fuel energy projects to the spending bill that's opposed by Republicans. So who knows how that's going to turn out. And Bobby, do you do Halloween lighting displays at your house?
Oh, No, don't do the Halloween thing.
I don't blame. I haven't done it in years. Who's got the time, right? But a family southwest of Chicago has now gone viral for theirs. Apparently, it replicates a scene from Stranger Things, a very popular show on Netflix. In the front yard, the family has a mannequin dressed as Max Mayfield hovering in midair. And a video of this has apparently, so far, already got more than 1 million views on TikTok.
Wow.
Which I guess is the measure of how successful it is nowadays.
That's right. That is the measurement. Yeah, exactly. This TikTok like it. So
I mean, I've done Christmas. I did Halloween lighting displays years ago, but it's just at some point, how much time do you have to put into putting up all your lights?
That's right. That's right. Oh, I've seen some people now just committing to the Christmas lights year round. They just have the lights year round. They go with a white Christmas lights and they just stay up. And then they can just change the decor.
It's classy all year.
It's classy all year. And then they just change the decor. Like, oh, okay, now we'll put a skeleton out front for Halloween. Now we'll put a pumpkin out for Thanksgiving. Now we'll put out some sort of Santa thing. And
just leave the skeleton there, put the Santa hat on it. You're good to go.
There you go. Even better. So, there you go. Oh, my goodness. I don't have time for all that. So, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Also looking good on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach Highway. Nothing to slow you down. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also moving without delays. If you do see something on the roads giving you trouble or see an accident, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, more Hurricane Ian stories for you next on News Radio 92.3. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I just saw this story from Business Insider. President Biden has called 3 Florida mayors about the upcoming Hurricane Ian, about coordinating FEMA and things like that. He has not called Governor DeSantis. Really? He's calling the mayors. Let me guess. Democrat mayors. He called the mayors of Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater. But wait a minute. I thought this is going to hit more Fort Myers, Naples area. But, actually, they're not all Democrat mayors, to be honest, just to be truthful. 2 of them are, but 1 of them is Clearwater's. this article from Business Insider says he's a Republican. A centrist Republican. Like, okay, they had to make sure they knew he was not like a conservative Republican. So in truth, they're there. But that is kind of weird that you're not going to call the governor of the state where pretty much, I would say, looking at the current trajectory, 60 to 75% of the state's going to be affected by this storm. And so you think you might want to call the governor. Speaking of which, there's a new story that Generation Z is most likely to relocate because of climate change. Oh, that's right. If a place is being affected by climate change, they don't want to live there. So Hurricane Ian might be something to push Zoomers away from the state. Like, I can't live in no Florida. Florida's got hurricanes because of the climate change. And so they're wanting to get out of here. And what, Gracie, you're shaking your head again. I saw it. You try to control yourself more this time, but I saw it. You were like, ugh. This is your generation.
That's like not a real reason. You cannot make life.
That's a big life change.
That's a big life change
from an entire state or place because of climate change. Climate change is affecting the area.
That is your priorities really in line for sure.
Really in line. Yes. As now, this does bring up both the question. Got a texter about this. Where are they going to move to then? Yeah, because you can't move up north. They're having extreme blizzards and excess snow and extended winters because of climate change. Can't move out west because they're burning. The entire states are burning on fire because of climate change. Can't move to the Midwest because they're flooding because of climate change. Can't move to another country because they're all doing the same thing. I guess you just head to the oceans. I don't know. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute, and we'll have today's sign of the apocalypse in about 6 minutes. There is, well, let me get started with the top three stories. No, wait, before we get to top three stories, I've got the, give you a heads up about the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's opening night. It's coming up Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 at the Singer Theater in downtown Pensacola. And you can win tickets by calling into Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. She's going to be giving away tickets to go check out the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's opening night with Paul Huang, the violinist. Also, tomorrow she has Ballet Pensacola on Pep Talk, and they've got a bunch of tickets to give away. So tune in to Pep Talk with Jenna Barr for an opportunity to win Ballet Pensacola tickets, as well as Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets. There you go. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Top three stories. 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders from Tampa, between Tampa and Fort Myers, Florida. The Keys going to be getting hit early in the morning, and then it'll make landfall as a Category 3 or Category 4 hurricane tomorrow afternoon. And as we just mentioned, President Biden has already contacted three mayors about their evacuation plans and FEMA support. He has not talked to Governor DeSantis. Other top three stories. The House January 6th panel has postponed a hearing that was set for Wednesday due to Hurricane Ian. And finally, the S&P 500 and the Dow have, you know, they both slipped into a bear market yesterday, and now both of them have fallen even further. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos are playing the Tennessee Smokies in the second game of the championship series. And they lost the first game, so they've got to win this one in order to push it to game three. It's a best of three series. And right now it's the bottom of the second inning, still scoreless. And this game is in Tennessee. You can check it out on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. We got a lot of Major League Baseball games going on right now. The Tampa Bay Rays are tied with the Cleveland Guardians at one apiece, top of the fourth inning right now. And Tampa Bay has a man on second, no outs. They got a person in scoring position. Miami Marlins are beating the Mets already, 2-0 in the middle of the second inning. The Atlanta Braves are getting beat by the Washington Nationals, 2-0 in the top of the third. Some other games going on. The Reds are playing the Pirates. That game's tied up at one apiece. Kansas City Royals are beating the Tigers 2-0. The Blue Jays are leading the New York Yankees 1-0. Baltimore Orioles lead the Boston Red Sox 1-0 in the top of the second. Scoreless game between the White Sox and the Twins. Also scoreless game between the Phillies and the Cubs. And same thing with the Cardinals against the Brewers. That's scoreless. Then on ESPN Plus tonight at 9 o'clock, you got some MLS soccer with Seattle playing Cincinnati. NHL preseason hockey going on right now. New Jersey Red Devils are beating the Islanders 2-1 at the end of the first period. That game's on ESPN+. The Rangers are beating the Boston Bruins 1-0. Still 3 minutes left in the first period. That's on NHL Network. Coming up later on ESPN+, you've got Ottawa against Winnipeg, St. Louis against Chicago, and Minnesota against Colorado. Then when it comes to sports news, DeAndre Ayton of the Suns, the center for the Suns, has not spoken to the head coach, Monty Williams, since their Game 7 loss in the playoffs when he was benched. He's still not talked to the head coach since then. Wow. Also in NBA, Lonzo Ball, the guard for the Chicago Bulls, he is expected to have surgery. We brought this up the other day. He's expected to have surgery on his knee. He explained today he can't run or jump pain-free. So now he's getting his getting surgery to fix that and hopefully get rid of the pain. Then Steve Nash explains that he did have a moment with Kevin Durant. There was a moment with Kevin Durant, but they have gone ahead and he said gotten that behind him now. Got things all worked out. Now, University of Florida's football game on Saturday, they're playing Eastern Washington. It is being pushed off to Sunday now because of Hurricane Ian. That's the only one I've seen so far that's having any kind of adjustment of the schedule. It would not surprise me if Tampa, even though the hurricane's landing on Wednesday, it just depends on how much damage is being done and things like that. They might have to push that game off. We'll see what happens with that. Phil Mickelson and three others are removing their names from the LIV lawsuit against the PGA Tour. They're saying that the this is the lawsuit accusing the PGA Tour of antitrust violations. So Phil Mickelson, three others, removing themselves from that. New York Giants have lost their leading receiver, Shepard, to a torn ACL. This comes out right after he recovered from an Achilles tendon injury. Dak Prescott of the Cowboys looking at a Week 5 return against the Rams. Week 5 return. And then the Browns, Myles Garrett. Remember yesterday he was in a one-car accident where he rolled his vehicle. He was released from the hospital today. Turns out he injured his shoulder and his bicep in the crash. So he's been released from the hospital, but he did injure his shoulder and his bicep. No word on his plane status just yet. Still uncertain. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
No delays to report right now. I-10 and I-110 looking good. 9th Avenue also checking in clear, as well as Highway 90. That's going to include 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, all checking in clear. And nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. If you see something on the roads slowing you down, if you have delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And if you are thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse, kind of a terrible story, so I got another one to lighten it up just a little bit. So sign of the apocalypse, a guy was arrested in Indiana for urinating on a grave. Turns out it was his wife, wasn't his ex-wife even, she passed away, and turns out it's a ritual he does regularly. Like, wow, what is wrong with people? All right, so I had to lighten it up a little bit. I don't know if this is lightening it up or not, but a woman in the UK spent 3 days in the hospital after she laid down for a nap and her chihuahua named Belle climbed on top of her chest and had a bout of explosive diarrhea, which got into her mouth. She became violently ill for several hours. She started having stomach cramps, got severely dehydrated from all of her own puking. Yep, I would imagine that. Ended up having to go to the hospital. She spent 3 days in the hospital recovering from, her own stomach bug caused by her dog pooping in her mouth with explosive diarrhea. That whole phrase right there, explosive diarrhea, is just a lot. And then when it gets in your mouth, I'd be like, don't wake me. I'd be like, just don't wake me. Just put me out of my misery. No, thank you. Oh my gosh. She's keeping the chihuahua. That's I'd be like, nope. We're not friends anymore. You're no longer man's best friend. You've crossed the boundary that cannot ever be unbound again. That's not good. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. You know, I'm pretty good at describing things here on the radio. The theater of the mind. To present a picture in an image inside your mind so you can see the things that I'm seeing. But I will spare you the image I just saw of the story of the dog that pooed on the lady's face. I did have to share it with Gracie because you know the saying, misery loves company. I was like, oh. She took a selfie of the dog's explosive diarrhea on her face that ended up, like, I'm sure when she took the picture of the photo, she's like, this happened to me. I can't believe this happened. Da, da, da. You know, a few hours later, she's in the hospital. She had no idea that, like, she just thought, like, this is horrendously embarrassing. She wasn't thinking, I'm going to be in the hospital for 3 days trying to survive.
Yeah, sometimes when things are that disgusting and crazy, you have to take a picture because you're like, no one's going to believe me.
Yeah.
When I have this stomach bug and I say it's because my chihuahua.
Yep, exactly.
Did this to my face, and but then, oh my gosh.
So she took a selfie of it and it's, I will not paint the picture for you. Although I want to. I'm holding back. All right, Spence, call right now, Bobby Rossi. David, what's up in the news?
Well, I think this is one of those times I'm glad I'm in my own room over here and I didn't get shared with that. The Pensacola State College Athletic Hall of Fame induction banquet going on right now, Bobby, and the athletic director was just speaking.
And that's Miss Carla Williams. Carla was a tremendous student athlete here, and she has had a tremendous impact on so many and will continue to impact many in the future. Arguably the greatest sports figure of all time, Jackie Robinson, was quoted as saying, a life is not important except for the impact that it has on others. And I think it's safe to say that Carla had a huge impact on everybody that she came across.
And that's PSC Athletic Director Brian Llewellyn. Again, the inductions are going to be held after the banquet. Right now, they're taking a quick break to eat, but we'll probably have some more highlights tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a very positive thing that they're doing right there for her. And yeah, very, very honorable. And I know they set up a scholarship, something for, yep, like that for her, like shortly after that.
And she was a very respected person at Pensacola State College. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So very nice to see that all going on there today. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there is, we just not as neighborly as we used to be. I was talking about this a bit earlier, how, you know, the days of going to the neighbor and asking for a cup of sugar or some other ingredient. Can I borrow a baking pan? Can I borrow your lawnmower? Can you do this? Nah, those days are long gone. Long gone. We no longer are neighbors. We're just not neighbors. This might be why. About half of us wish one of our neighbors would move away. That's why we're not neighborly. We don't like our neighbors anymore. And they're like, I don't need to be friends with you anymore because I got social medias. I don't know. It could be my generation, though. I was looking at this. Have you ever asked for a cup of sugar or some other ingredient? Younger and older people, about 30%, said yes, they most likely would be willing to go to a neighbor and ask for some ingredient or something like that. But 20% of baby boomers have or are willing to ask a neighbor for some cooking ingredient or something. But only 14% of Generation Xers are they're like, yeah, no, thank you. Well, we're the grunge generation, right? We're the generation where Nirvana and Pearl Jam and all of them came about, and it's just, you know, we're loners. We don't need your help. So I don't know. I don't know what's happened, but the whole idea of being neighborly. I know some people here in town, like the neighborhood is like tight knit. They do things together in the holidays. They have like neighborhood block parties still, but those are like few and far between. That's not how. Like, I'm almost like, oh, that's weird. You guys from the 1950s and get transported here? What happened? Like, it's just not normal nowadays. And I'm not saying, but it's a bad, but don't get me wrong. I think it's a bad thing that we're not neighborly anymore. I do. It's like, it's kind of weird that we're just not neighborly anymore. But for me, I've accepted it. Like, somebody said to me the other day, is like, well, have you asked your neighbor? I was like, I don't even know my neighbor's name. I don't even know what they look like. I don't. I don't know what they look like. If they could come right knock on my door and be like, hey, I'm your neighbor. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. When did you move in? They'd be like, 4 years ago? I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, I'm like the worst. I'm kind of like, it's kind of weird because when I first got into radio like 13, 14 years ago, I used to tell people like I was surprised to find how many talk radio hosts and how many radio people in general, not just talk radio, how many radio people are actually introverts. Like they come out of their shell when the microphone turns on. And then as soon as the microphone shuts off, they're quiet. They don't talk to anybody. They stick to themselves. Like Rush Limbaugh, the most famous talk radio host out there, total introvert. Just liked to be by himself, had his tight-knit circle of friends, and that's it. Nobody else is allowed in. And he was fine with that. And I know a lot of talkers. And I was like, that's not me. But it's like the longer I've been in radio, the more I'm like, no, I just kind of just do my own thing. I just go. Now, when I'm out in the public, you know, I'm like, I like to make friends. And I make friends easy and I can talk to anybody. But I'm like, I go home. I just go home and I just do my thing at home. Guys, get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. Looking good on 29 and 90 as well. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach looking good, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, so I'm not an introvert, but it's just like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I have noticed I'm not as, like I just mentioned, I don't really know who my neighbors are. So, I don't know.
I don't know who my neighbors are here. And then back home, we were like a close, you know, cul-de-sac party, things like that. But now I'll go home and, you know, ride around my neighborhood, things like that. And since I haven't lived there for like 4 years or so, the neighbors are looking at me like, who is that? All the new neighbors are like,
oh,
who's this
neighbors.
Person walking around in our neighborhood? You're not supposed to be here. Like, they're kind of giving me dirty looks. Yeah. And I'm like, I've been here longer than you have.
I wonder if that is part of it.
I don't know what it is.
That you just bring that up too. I wonder if that's part of it now, our distrust of like, what are you doing in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's like, I live here now. You're like, oh, you do? Oh.
Or you see that car that you usually don't see and you're like, what's that car driving in our neighborhood for?
Yeah. Like, okay. It's very protective because there's, people are suspicious now. Like, what are you doing? And it's like, well, I don't know. And like, how do I know I can trust you around my kids, around my family, around me? You know, yeah, that could be part of it. I've got a text here that says, my neighbor just came over and asked for some vodka. Like, okay, you got a very good neighbor. You're a very good neighbor, actually. They're willing to come over and ask for some vodka. I ran into my neighbor at a marketing lunch. We looked at each other like we looked familiar to each other but couldn't figure out where from. Then she said, oh, you're my neighbor, LOL. We've been neighbors for like 12 years. Yeah, see? Okay, here's one too. At church, like there's a couple of my friends that we're like really good friends on Facebook and Instagram. And like we'll message each other on there. We don't even say a word at church. Like we walk past each other in the hallway and just like, hey, Facebook friend. Like, that's like, what are you doing in person? Like, I don't know what to do with this information. It's just so weird now. Do you have anybody like that? Like, you're Facebook friends with, but you also kind of associate with them in real life?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And you're like, I don't know if you know me the way I know you on social media, so I'm not going to say anything, but you're kind of looking at me like you know me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. It's just an awkward.
It's an awkward
situation.
Now. Yeah. So that's the thing. I actually know what I have seen people starting to do is Facebook groups for their neighborhood. Because then now it's like, hey, so we don't really know each other in person, but we know each other still, and we can reach out this way. I don't know. It's funny how neighborly and neighborhoods have really changed. I think a lot of it is social media. We're like, what? I know who you are. Well, that way, that's good enough. So, oh well. Hey, you guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.